95.7 The Hog. He is a singer, songwriter. He's an actor. He knows tequila. You know, he can teach me something about poker. He is Sully Erna. Sully Erna, good morning, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Brother, let me tell you something. I'm very excited, first of all, to have any chance at live music, let alone to have this American Drive-In Tour, you and Aaron Lewis taking it on the road. And Daytona Beach gets a taste of it on Friday the 23rd out there at the Speedway. So you have this massive venue for you to come out and do what? Tell me how you pulled this tour together.
I mean, they just called me and asked me if I would want to do some dates together with Aaron. And me and Aaron have been friends for, I don't know, 20 years or so. So, I mean, you know, us, Godsmack and Stain, was doing shows together in the clubs in Massachusetts before either one of us were signed. So we have a long history together, and we've always wanted to kind of do something together or have a reason to get together. You know, I think over the years, a lot of the fans have even wanted to hear our voices together. So right. It was kind of a no-brainer when they called.
Well, this is one of those, you know, obviously Godsmack was supposed to be part of the Welcome to Rockville Festival, and Daytona was the, you know, first time it was going to be in Daytona. We missed out on you that way, but we get you back in this form for sure. So it sounds like it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And by the way, you can still get your tickets. You want to go to DaytonaNationalSpeedway.com and get your tickets, or AaronAndSully.com as well. And I'm sure that how has this pandemic mess suited you? Has it been good so that you can kind of woodshed and do a bunch of work on projects and music and stuff, or has it been a torture?
Mainly it's been okay. You know, we were coming off of an album cycle anyways, and when you do that, you know, you usually take some downtime to yourself, and I don't go out. I'm not really one to go out and bar hop and all that stuff. And then obviously to write music, you kind of have to isolate anyways. So, you know, life really hasn't changed a whole lot for me, although I've been up on things pretty closely and trying to be responsible about it when I do have to go out. You know, I have a daughter that's very asthmatic, and I wouldn't want to roll the dice with her with this crap. But for the most part, you know, we're okay. I mean, we didn't really get hit hard up in New Hampshire where I'm at. So it's been fairly normal for the most part. But, you know, I've just kept myself busy as best as I can, helping people, you know, make sure that they are able to, you know, have some work with my crew guys, things like that. I helped another friend of mine and his wife renovate their restaurant so they didn't lose their business, and kind of revise it so it was even better than what it was, and give them a new beginning. So I've definitely kept myself busy and tried to distract myself just to pass time, you know, because in the end, I don't care which political view you take on this thing. Time is the only thing that's going to help this thing, you know.
No doubt.